You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Public.
It's been really icy and so cold that it's awfully tempting to stay inside and wear super cozy clothes and use lots of intensifiers.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
We've got a question from Alan. Alan says, I appreciate your programs so much. How much? So much. I don't remember hearing this use years ago. Now it's in every other sentence of appreciation or dimension. Alan says, I would be so pleased if you would give attention to so used in so many different ways. So what do you think, Anne?
I think it's a very clever question. And Alan's talking about intensifiers, a subset of adverbs. Every once in a while, an adjective. These appear before adjectives and adverbs, a few other places, but we sometimes think of them as adverbs of degree. Very, really, truly, so, as in really fast, truly excellent, so egregious. I think right now we probably would think of very and really as the most generic, but what's most common changes over time. There was a great study, Rebecca, in 2005 by Sally Tagliamonte and Chris Roberts at the University of Toronto. The study was called So Weird, So Cool, So Innovative. And it was about the use of intensifiers on the television series Friends.
That's fun.
It was fun. But they also do the history of these intensifiers. And what they show is that you see one intensifier replaced by another over time. If you go back hundreds of years, the most common intensifier is well. That gets replaced by full. That gets replaced by right, as in you're right welcome. That gets replaced by pretty. By the 16th century, we see very as the most common, which of course is familiar to us. And then by the 18th century, really starts to overtake very. And then in the 20th century, so starts to overtake really. In that way, Alan is right that we are hearing more of so as an intensifier. I think that it probably sounds informal to many of us, but of course, there are some intensifiers that sound even more informal, something like super. Now, Rebecca, is super fast faster than so fast?
You know, I might have to go with super on that one.
I'm with you. I think super fast is definitely faster than so fast or really fast. It's super fast. And then we have new slangier forms such as hella cool, uber cool, wicked cool. That's in American English and British English. You will see intensifiers, slangy ones such as flipping or chuffing.
Well, on this kind of same topic here, we've got a question from Laura, who apparently does the New York Times connection puzzle. I do that puzzle too. You have to figure out what different groups of words have in common and group them together. Laura says, recently, the puzzle listed the words rather, pretty, awful, and real as adjective modifiers. I wanted it to be awfully, not awful. What do you think, Anne?
Love the question. So Laura is also talking about intensifiers. So here the question is, should it be awfully fast or could it be awful fast? One way to think about this is the difference between an adverb with an ly serving as an intensifier or what we might call a suffixless adverb. So awfully with the ly or awful. If you look at the history of English, which Rebecca, you know I do, if you go back a few hundred years, you'll see both of those in circulation. So you could get extreme fast or extremely fast sitting next to each other. And then in the 18th century, grammarians latched onto this and said that the suffixless adverbs were bad. They start to call them improper or inelegant or just wrong. And we're seeing the legacy of that. There's nothing grammatically wrong with awful fast, but socially we've constructed a notion that that is wrong or at best informal.
Well, Anne, thank you so much. It's always so lovely to have you here.
I was awful glad to do it.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of the upcoming book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday on Weekend Edition. If you can't catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.